Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Oliva. Welcome to the audio version of my Transform Your Life blog post, The One Best Exercise to Lower Blood Pressure, It's Not What You Think. Before we get into the actual blog post, let me say a few words. Transform Your Life is an expression of my mission to provide you with balanced, researched, reliable information that you can use to change your life. Yes, even transform your life. I cover sound principles on nutrition, exercise, relationships, stress management, and even spiritual progress. I'm not here to sell you snake oil. Nothing on the TYL website will cost you anything. This ain't about money or clicks. It's about your health and your life. Now let's get into the actual blog post. High blood pressure is a big deal. Nearly half of all Americans have high blood pressure, and about 75% don't even know they have it. It's the leading cause of heart attacks and strokes. In fact, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. I come from a long line of blood pressure mavens. Many of my close relatives have had high blood pressure. Luckily, it's a risk factor that can be controlled either through medication or natural means or both. I've been able to control my blood pressure with exercise, aerobics, and resistance training, and diet, plant-based. But recently, a new study was published that blew my mind. It has changed how I keep my blood pressure under control. Let's look at the study. The new research was published in August of 2023 in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. The research was a systematic review. In other words, it was a top-level science-based research project where the authors combined the results of numerous studies rather than just one. On the written form of the blog, I have a quick video by Dr. Jeffrey Pang explaining the research and what it suggests you do to lower your blood pressure. Well, to say the least, the results shocked me. The research had looked at 270 trials between 1990 and 2023 and included 16,000 subjects. They compared how each participant's blood pressure was reduced after following one of five types of exercise: aerobic exercise, such as cycling, walking, and jogging; resistance training, such as lifting weights; combined training, weights and aerobic exercise; high intensity interval training, or HIIT, such as sprint intervals; and isometric exercises, such as wall squats. The blood pressure of all the participants was measured before the study and after participants exercised for at least 2 weeks. They also took the blood pressure of the control group. Now, the results. After performing a series of exercises for a few weeks, the results were as follows. Keep in mind, all the exercises worked. All of them decreased both systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Isometric exercise, however, was the best overall at lowering both. Let me summarize the lowering effects of the exercises, both systolic and diastolic. The systolic blood pressure reduction of isometrics was minus 8.2 points. For the combined training, it was a minus 6, resistance training, a minus 4.5, aerobics, minus 4.5, and HIIT, high intensity interval training, a minus 4. For diastolic blood pressure reduction, isometrics was a minus 4, resistance training, minus 3, combined, minus 2.5 points. For aerobics, 2.5. And for HIIT, minus 2.5. The researchers even provided a list of the exact exercises performed and how effective each exercise was in reducing blood pressure. I have that list in the written version of the blog post. Isometrics had a whopping 8.2 overall systolic reduction, in just a few weeks and a 4-point reduction in diastolic pressure. These numbers are as good as some blood pressure medications. The wall squat was the best isometric exercise to lower blood pressure, followed by leg extensions and hand grips. I'll list a short demonstration video in the written version of the post. Keep in mind, if you are already active, you can continue what you're doing. Just consider adding some isometrics to your efforts. Or you can create an isometric routine consisting of only those isometrics studied in the research. You can perform wall squats, leg extensions, and planks, etc. Isometrics are easy to do and take only a fraction of the time of most other exercise. So what is isometric exercise and how do you perform it to the best effect? Unlike isotonic exercise, which consists of various movements, isometrics involve holding static positions for various lengths of time. The constant tension on the muscles improves muscle strength, endurance, and muscle size. It's thought that when you tense and then release your muscles, blood vessels widen and allow blood pressure to drop. Isometric exercises are used to rehab specialists, personal trainers, weightlifters, and fitness experts. So how do you perform isometrics? Isometric wall squats and planks are easy to perform. I list a video for both in the written version of the post. You start by using about 30 to 40% of your maximum effort on the exercises. Work up to 80% as you feel more confident and your body becomes accustomed to exerting the pressure. Hold each exercise for anywhere between 6 to 30 seconds. I usually hold for a count of 20. You can do isometrics every other day or 3 times a week. They are much less demanding than other forms of exercise. Remember, though, to breathe while you're doing exercises. Do not hold your breath. This will cause a spike in your blood pressure. On the written version of the blog post, I have an extra added bonus video, which is a full isometric workout that you can do in 20 minutes or less. Okay, some final thoughts. Isometrics are easy to perform and very effective in building strength and muscle. They are also highly effective in lowering blood pressure. You don't have to stop other forms of exercise you may be doing. You can just add isometrics to your existing routines. If you're not presently exercising, it would be best to mention your intention to your doctor or healthcare provider. Let me know how you do with employing isometric exercises to lower your blood pressure. You can also ask me any questions you may have about the exercises. You can email me at healingactions, it's one word, @gmail.com. Good luck. Remember, the information contained in this article is not intended to diagnose or treat any medical condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider to discuss conditions or concerns.